The WLEW News and Public Affairs Department now presents What Do You Think? Here is your host, Craig Routson, with today's topic.
Well, not necessarily Craig Routson. Craig is probably home sleeping right at the moment because, you know, staying up with all of the election coverage last night. But Kelly is with you, and I have with me Danielle McKimmy and Mike Dubes from Thumb Industries. And we're going to talk a little mystery. We're going to talk a little kind of fun for adults. We're going to call it fun for adults because that's what it is, right? I mean, we're entitled to have fun. Come on, Christmas and all that kind of stuff is for kids. But what about us?
Absolutely. Okay. We need to have fun, too.
We need to have fun. So the fun is actually, the fun and mystery is coming up this Saturday.
This Saturday.
And what it is...
We are actually hosting a masquerade ball fundraiser for Thumb Industries, looking for a curiously delightful, intriguing night out for adults. Basically, we're looking to have a little fun, you know. We want to get out and have a little fun with our husbands and significant others before deer hunting season starts. And you know, maybe get the girlfriends together and go out and have a good night of fun and be able to dance and have a great time.
Okay, so masquerade ball, what we're talking about here, essentially, if you think about, like, Phantom of the Opera, if you're into Disney, Beauty and the Beast, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. So it's a time for you to get out there and have prom for adults.
Absolutely, prom for adults. And, of course, you get to enjoy beverages as well.
Well, that's why I say it's for adults. Yeah, it's for adults. Okay, so first things first, we're going to dress up to the nines. We're going to have, it's semi-formal.
Absolutely, yep.
And you have to wear the mask because the mystery has to be there.
Absolutely, absolutely.
So we've got the mystery and we're dressing up, but we're going to have a catered dinner, right? I mean, it's going to be...
We are going to have a great catered dinner, courtesy of Diane Vollmering. She's amazing. She's catered a lot of our fundraising yep. events for Thumb Industries. So we're going to have, you know, a really nice meal for everybody to be able to sit down, have a good time, and have fun.
Okay, and then there's some other good things. Okay, I heard about this. The Amazing Rolando.
The Amazing Rolando is our fortune teller for the evening.
Ooh.
So, absolutely. If you want to hear about your love, destiny, and fate, you can visit Mr. Rolando, a.k.a. Jim Roland, for those of you who know Mr. Roland around town, to be able to hear your fortune. He has tarot cards as well as a crystal gazing ball.
Ah, does he read your hand too, or does it not?
No palm reading.
Oh.
But yeah, he can check into his crystal ball and he can bring out his tarot cards and be able to tell you if you're going to be lucky in love, if you're going to be rich, you know, if you're going to go on an amazing vacation someday soon.
You know, I guess I can count myself. I got into the lucky part when it comes to love. And my husband always asked me, why did you marry me? And I said, well, I did marry you for your money, but since it hasn't rolled in yet, I guess I'm just stuck with you. So maybe I need the Amazing Rolando to see if I've got any money in my future, too.
Absolutely.
Got to pay for the kids' college and all that kind of good stuff.
Correct.
Okay, so we've got a spectacular dinner where you're going to be able to sit down and just feast out. You're all decked out, but you don't know, except for the person that you went with, essentially who is with you and who is at the party.
Correct.
Which is makes it the other part of the mystery. But, okay, what is this where you're going to have someone there drawing caricatures?
Yes, we are going to have Freddie Kasiba of Port Austin. He will actually be doing caricatures for us. For the evening, so obviously a little bit of fun, get a fun, fast cartoon to capture, you know, the time that you had there that particular night.
With the mask on.
With your mask on, absolutely.
Now, is there going to be a time when everyone takes their mask off?
We will do an unmasking. Our event will end at midnight, so just before the stroke of midnight, we will actually unmask for the evening.
Ah, so then you get to see, and then it was, yeah.
Yeah.
So, see, this is another thing. You can get away with a lot of stuff. Just make sure you change your outfit before you unmask.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
Okay, so we're going to have, I see, I don't do the caricatures because mine would end up being a mouth and that would be about it. That's all they would have with me. But, okay, so for like the Amazing Rolando and for the caricature, you're asking for a donation.
Yes.
To get all that taken care of. And you're going to have a photo booth.
We are. We are going to have a very fun photo booth where obviously you can take pictures, via your cell phone. We're hoping you'll post them via Instagram as well as on our Facebook page to be able to show everybody what a great time that you had. You can take some nice photos as well to be able to, it'll be a beautiful backdrop to be able to take some classy photos of you and your significant other, you and your family and your friends. But then we'll have lots of like fun stuff too. The little signs you always see in the photo booths, as well as
the little mustaches.
The mustaches and the hats and the all that good stuff too.
Okay. All right. So we've got all that. Now, the main thing I didn't tell everyone is like where they have to go. This is at the Knights of Columbus Hall. So
Knights of Columbus Hall. Yep. Saturday night, our doors will open at 6:00. Dinner will be served at 6:30. If you can't make it for dinner for some reason, still feel free to come on out. We're going to have a lot of great activities.
And dancing.
Yes, we are going to have music and dancing. So if you're ready to get your dance on.
Not necessarily ballroom dancing. I mean, just any type of.
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to have a good mix of all different kinds of music.
Moving and grooving type of music.
Absolutely. Right. There will be something for everyone.
All right. So that sounds like a good deal, too. So we've got some adult things that can go that, you know, like I said, all of this right to the moment sounds like pretty good prom, right? You have your dinner, you have your dress up, except for the mask, and then you get to have your dancing and all that. But now we have chocolate tasting.
Oh.
A1 on the list on that one. Wine tasting.
Mm-hmm.
All of that is something that they can take part in. Plus, it is BYOB.
Yes. Yes, so obviously you get to come have a great dinner if you'd like, or just come to hang out and with some friends and, you know, have some drinks and dance for the night and have a great time and enjoy the other activities that we have going on.
Now, I know a lot of people out there probably thinking, okay, but this is the first time. Maybe I'll wait and see how it turns out and then I'll go, no. This is something like you have to be the innovator in all of this. This is something new, something that you know, you remember prom. Like we do on our FM station, I like to do what they call Throwback Thursday. So the songs that were our age,
yep,
our time frame, you know, the 80s and all that kind of good stuff.
Yep.
You bring that and it brings up great memories.
Absolutely.
So why not bring up the memory of going to prom? Or if you had a good time at prom, you want to relive it. If maybe you didn't have, like in my case, you didn't have a date, but you win anyways. You're like, well, this is a time to go and say, look at me now.
Exactly.
Because it's all good and it's all fun, right?
Yep.
So,
And maybe you missed your prom. So
yeah, because there's some people that, for whatever reason, didn't go to prom, and now this is their chance to go ahead and have that opportunity. And it's not like they have to go in a formal attire. They just have to dress semi-formal, like if they were going, let's say, to a wedding or something along that line, something to...
Absolutely.
Bring your little booties so that you can go out and dance the night away and not kill yourself in the heels.
Absolutely. Right. You can always kick off your shoes later. It's all good.
It's all good. Okay. So we've got guys, those of you that are listening, tickets are on sale.
They're on sale. They are available at Thumb Industries Thrift Store, which is actually located in the shopping plaza right behind Taco Bell. They're available at our main facility, 1263 Sand Beach Road. You can also purchase through our website, www.thumbindustries.com. Or if you got a busy schedule this week, you can give us a call at our main facility to reserve your tickets at 269-9229, and you can pick those up at the door.
Okay, but tickets are not going to be sold at the door. You have to reserve them ahead of time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, right. So we've got that part done. And how much are tickets?
$25 a person or $40 per couple.
Which is cheap. I mean, prom is more than that. When you consider you got to get a tux and all that kind of good stuff. And here you don't have to get a tux. Just a nice little tie, little mask.
Absolutely.
All, mm-hmm. All right, well, I'll tell you what. I've got two sets of tickets right here, Anybody want to go to the Thumb Industries Masquerade Ball? Because I'll fight you for them. I really will. I will fight you for these tickets. It's this Saturday. It's starting up at 6 o'clock. And I am going to open up the regular phone lines, the business phone lines. 269-9931 is the number. All you have to do is tell me who is Mr. Rolando, who is going to be reading your fortune. So I'm going to give those tickets away. And while we're waiting for our amazing Mr. Rolando to tell us our fortunes, there's other items coming up as well for Thumb Industries, because you're going to have your fall drawing that's coming up.
Yes.
And they can get tickets that night as well?
Yes, they can.
Okay, hang on just a second. I'm going to interrupt you. Oh, she took the line on me. And she's going to put it on hold for me. Put it on hold. There we go. Hi there. How are you today?
Good.
Who am I talking to?
My name's Rose.
Rose, can you tell me who the amazing Mr. Rolando is?
I'm Jim Rowland.
It is Jim Rowland. And guess what, Rose? I now have two tickets for you to go to Thumb Industries Masquerade Ball.
Cool.
All right. Are you getting ready? You got your mask picked out, or you can get one right away?
No, I don't. I wanted to go, but I just didn't know if I'd be able to. So well, this is cool.
Now you have to go. Okay, yeah. So, Rose, can I get a last name for you?
Woodward.
Woodward. Rose, I'm going to have these tickets waiting for you right here at the front desk. You just have to stop by and pick them up because it's this Saturday, okay?
Okay. Thank you.
You are very welcome. And make sure you take lots of pictures.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, I still got two tickets. Two tickets. You just have to tell me. And the cheater part is already done because guess what? They already gave you the answer. So all you have to do is tell me who is the amazing Mr. Rolando. And you've got yourself two tickets to Thumb Industries Masquerade Ball coming up this Saturday. You're not going to want to miss this because you get to deck yourself out, you get to get all purdy, and then you get to go out and have a good time. All right, let's try this one. Hi, this is the What Do You Think program. Who am I talking to?
Hello?
Hello there.
It's Brenda.
Hi, Brenda. Brenda, do you know who the amazing Mr. Rolando is?
Jim Rowland.
It is Jim Rowland. Very good. Brenda, what's your last name?
Apley.
Brenda, I have got two tickets for you to go to Thumb Industries Masquerade Ball this Saturday, okay?
Okay, thank
you. All right, just make sure you stop by the station because you got to have your tickets before you can go out there, all right?
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and take lots of pictures, okay?
Okay.
All right, bye-bye. All right, there you go. And it's, you know, if it's that easy for them to get tickets through us, it's like you said, it's even easier for you guys because they just have to stop by Thumb Industries out there behind Taco Bell. They can go to the main office. They can go online to thumbindustries.com.
Yep.
And they can also call. The number is 269-9229.
That is correct.
And then they can reserve their tickets if they need to pick them up at the door.
Absolutely.
Correct. But they have to have their tickets ahead of time.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
And
all right.
Danielle and I both have tickets available, too. So if they'd like to talk to either one of us, or if they see us out and about,
grab you.
Hit us up. That's right.
All right. Okay, so we were talking about some of the other things that Thumb Industries is also going to be doing. Some of the stuff is going to be right there at the Masquerade Ball, like we were talking about, and I'm sorry I interrupted you, but the fall raffle.
Yes, we have our annual fall raffle. Tickets will be available for the fall raffle there. They're $1 a piece. Mm-hmm. Drawing will take place December 16th at 3 p.m. You don't need to be present, of course, for the fall raffle. We'll give you a call to let you know if you won.
Okay.
So we will have that going on. During our Masquerade Ball, we'll actually be having 50-50 drawings throughout the evening.
Cool.
So, absolutely. You can come and win a little bit of money, too.
And Mr. Rolando can tell you what your chances are.
Exactly. He can tell you if you're going to win that 50-50 raffle.
That would be the good thing. Okay, so this is the first ever Masquerade Ball.
Yes. This is our first ever. We were looking to bring a new idea into Bad Axe, into Huron County, something that has never been done before. And we've had really great response with everyone being excited, thinking this is a great idea. Everyone likes to get dressed up and go out.
Right.
So we wanted to try something new. So here we are with the Masquerade Ball. And, you know, just try to get something new out there. Get everybody in the community to come out and have a really good time.
Right, and just kind of relax and enjoy. Because, let's face it, we've got the stress of the holidays coming up.
Absolutely.
And some of us stress out a little bit earlier than others. But, you know, but this is something that is supposed to just give you a night to just be adults. Just kind of not have to worry about. Get your babysitter set up. You know, get everything all set. Go out and have a good time.
Absolutely.
That's all it is. That's what it's all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You get to play dress up for a while.
Yep, just a time to relax, hang out with your friends, and just kind of forget about things for a little while.
And your friends don't know who you are because of the mask. Now, you're going to have prizes.
Oh, yes. There will be prizes. We will be awarding prizes for our best dressed, as well as best masks. So come decked out to the nines if you're crafty. There's lots of ideas I've seen on Pinterest. So you can get a mask and dress it up, you know, if you need some flowers or feathers or, you know, some extra glitter or bling. You never know.
Yeah, just make sure. I want to see some. The guys are going to come with the traditional black Zorro mask. And,
yep.
But that's fine.
That's okay.
That's fine. Because, yep. And if you don't, like, I'm not a very crafty individual in a lot of stuff, but I can do some things. Glue is not my friend, unless my fingers usually get in the way that way. So I would come with my fingers glued to the mat. That would be about it. But I mean, if you're not, you still enjoy things because you just have to have a mask and you get out there and you have a good time.
Absolutely. Right. Absolutely.
And you don't have to be a ballroom dancer, a flamenco dancer, or anything like that. You just have to be willing to have a good time.
Yep.
And I'm sure after a couple of the wine tasting and maybe a little bit of the chocolate, you're going to be real relaxed.
Absolutely.
And right. After Mr. Rolando tells you your fortune, you're going to know what to expect come the new year.
That's right. Absolutely.
That's right. And if they feel like doing some ballroom dancing, they're more than inclined to do that too.
Oh, that would be a nice show, wouldn't it?
Oh, yes.
You can open up the center or the outside and just let them have at.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay, once again, just so that we're all clear on this, this is the first ever Masquerade Ball. It's for Thumb Industries. It's coming up this Saturday. It's at the Knights of Columbus Hall, but you do have to get your tickets ahead of time. Now, you can get them at the thrift store. You can get them at their main facility on Sand Beach Road. You can go to the website, which is thumbindustries.com, or you can call 269-9229, and they will reserve your tickets, and you can pick them up at the door. But you have to have the tickets ahead of time. And by the way it sounds, they're kind of running through real quick. So if you were thinking about it, it's kind of late. You really got to work on it. They might have a couple they can squeeze out yet, but you got to get your tickets in there so that you can go to this. Now, it's semi-formal, which means, you know, you dress up just like you were going to go out on a nice hot date and go to prom and get a mask.
Yes.
Because that's right. The ambience of the mystery behind it.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Enjoy a really nice meal, a nice catered meal. You can have a caricature made. You can have some wine tasting, your fortune told. Wow. And then you have to go home. Sorry, guys, but after midday.
Yeah. You won't. We promise you won't turn into a pumpkin. And for those of you that are actually worried about transportation, Thumb Area Transit will be offering transportation after the event. In case the wine was too good. I mean, obviously, we have Ideal Party Store coming in from Bay City. Those of you who might be familiar, the Rotary does an event with them, a wine tasting event with them during the winter time, and they bring some very great selections. So, you know, if you have a little too much, you've always got a way to get home.
Oh, that sounds like a great deal. Well, it sounds like a really good event. So you are going to also send us pictures, right?
Absolutely.
Because we have to put that on a thumbnail and all the great times. And then, you know, for all of us who miss it, which there shouldn't be an excuse why you miss it. That's a definite. But in case it does happen, then you have a way to look at it. But you get out there, you get into the photo booth, you have all your fun. And again, it's kind of like having a prom in, you know, after the fact, after high school. It's a big prom after high school.
Absolutely.
All right.
Absolutely.
Are we missing anything? Did we catch it all? Did we need to put anything else in there?
No. I think we got it all. Obviously, a lot of people were wondering, for those of you that were wondering, this particular event is not replacing our Camel Race event that we have coming up in March.
Okay.
So no worries. Camel racing is here to stay. So obviously the first Saturday in March, same as it is every year. But it was just another event that we kind of wanted to get out there, you know, have a good time, kind of get out in the community, let you have fun, and be able to, you know, kind of raise some proceeds for us. Because we're looking at, you know, trying to maybe start some new programs at Thumb Industries.
And that's the other thing. The money that you guys raise stays right here.
It does.
Correct.
It does.
And so it's, you know, it's different than some of the other events and the other... what is done with Thumb Industries is done, and it stays right here, mm-hmm. and it keeps programs going. And as Alicia said, you're trying to get some new programs started.
Absolutely. And we are a nonprofit organization. So, you know, we're always looking... you know, to increase our funds to be able to continue to serve the people that we serve, whether that be transition students in high school or our adults, to help them with vocational training and so on. But we're always looking to start new programs, as well as be able to continue the ones that we have currently.
Well, I think Mr. Orlando gave us the little tip there. He has the prediction this is going to be spectacular and a knockout, and you guys are not going to have enough room. So that's going to be the good thing. So he looked into his crystal ball, and it literally he has a crystal ball, so you'll have to go look at it. He has a crystal ball, and he said that this masquerade ball is going to be a hit and a success. So make sure you get your tickets, or you're going to be on the outside looking in.
Absolutely.
And you don't want
that.
Well, I thank you. Danielle McKimmy was here. Also, Mike Dubes from Thumb Industries. And they're going to be there on Saturday. We've got people here from the station. Already got their tickets. They were handing tickets out as they had them reserved. So if you don't have yours reserved yet, yesterday is the time to do it. So get them reserved and get them going. And we'll see y'all there Saturday night. It's the Masquerade Ball. So, again, thank you guys for showing up. Thank you for being here. And
thank you.
Our pleasure.
And we look forward to seeing everybody there and having a great time.
That's right.
All right. Once again, thanks again. Don't forget to get out. It's the Masquerade Ball at Thumb Industries at the Knights of Columbus Hall this Saturday right here in Bad Axe.